manga spoilers. Honestly. Hold on. What is it? Yeah. Sorry, I'm sick. It is March 22nd, 2024. I'm Alonzo here. My co-host Jason. If I sound a little weird, it's because I'm sick. That's why. But it's episode 65 of Weekend Weaves. And I do not like manga leaks. I just feel like it's too much. Kind of too much. I feel like I'm already reading the manga for a show. I'm already spoiling the show. Now I'm about to spoil the manga on top of that. It just feels like too much at that point. It's like, what are we doing? I'm going to read the raw scans of a story before I even read the actual story that comes out. That's just weird to me, personally. Not even weird. I just don't like it. I want to read the story with all the context. I want to take that back. It's not weird. And like, I had to avoid spoilers because I follow different people, like on different socials and stuff, who cover Jujutsu Kaisen. This one guy I follow, shout out to, what's his name? I think his name is Manga Animist or something like that on YouTube. He is like, does a lot of JJK content. He had a spoiler, a leaks video out at like 4 a.m. on like Thursday or Friday or whatever it was, already covering it. And I was like, all right, bro. Like, come on.
I mean,
you going crazy, right?
I mean, it's kind of, what? I don't know. Stuff
you
like
going
that.
Crazy, right?
I don't
now.
Even consider that to be like a spoiler because, like, we're going to read it anyway. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's not. It's one thing to be like super far behind. Like, let's say we were still at the end of Shibuya and we're getting information about what's happening now. Those kind of spoilers suck. But like, if I'm literally right behind the said spoiler or new information, it's like, okay, I'm about to see it anyway. You know, like, it's not really. It's like I'm about to literally find this. I'm gonna get this information anyway within like the next day or so, or like even if I was to read it, like I'm gonna find that information out in like 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying, or less anyway. I understand not having the context like coming up to that point, but me seeing that information isn't gonna like take away from it any more to me. But
I feel like the spoiler could like okay, let's say, all right, we're about to read the Kusakabe chapter, right? And then in the spoilers, everyone's leaking, oh my God, this is so crazy. Kusakabe dies. It's like, all right, like, I didn't want to know that. I just wanted to read it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
If it is something like that, you predicted that.
I know.
Anyway.
I predicted it. But like, I still want to read it in all its glory with all the context and stuff. Like, I don't want to be spoiled on the main event of the chapter.
If that's the main event.
If it's, yeah, I don't know. But if someone's just flat out spoiling it, then it's like, yeah, you just spoiled me on the chapter. Now I'm reading the chapter going, okay, when is he going to die? When's he going to die? I know he's going to die. When's it going to happen? But if I don't know anything, It's just different. Personally, I don't like manga spoilers. That's just me, though. I like to have the full context on my first reading. But nothing against manga spoilers. There's a lot of people who like them and like go out of their way to read them and stuff like that.
Most people that read the spoiler get the whole story. I mean, it's not really a spoiler because they read the. Like, I don't know. It's like they get the whole context because it's leaked, so they read the whole leaks. Like, it's not just one page.
Thought it was usually like certain parts. It's the whole thing.
Most of the time, when people leak it, it's the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh.
But then people just publicize the, you know, the key parts.
Okay. Then Shueisha coming for you all then.
They already got the guy who was leaking the mangas. Like, they arrested him and everything.
I saw that, yeah. Like, a month ago.
Yeah.
Didn't he get fined like tons of money too?
I think so.
I don't know. Can't play with that stuff, huh? That's not worth it to me. But let me see. Yeah. When does the chapter come out?
Today. It's out. But the translation isn't out yet.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's not really a spoiler. Because it came out. That's why it's a spoiler, because you don't have the information. But it came out today. That's when it comes out.
I was reading it came out on Sunday.
It's like, is that leak. What it says? It's supposed to come out Sunday? Leaks came out on Friday?
That's what I've been reading. Maybe the leaks come out on Friday. And the first translators, like TCP scans and all of them, maybe they do it on Fridays. And then maybe like Viz Media does it Sundays or whatever. I don't know. Anywho, what was I going to say? Well, since we're talking about JJK, what did you find out? Anything major?
Oh, you said you don't want to be spoiled.
Is it major?
Yeah, kind of. Oh,
no, I don't want to know that.
Well, I guess it's not really major. It seems like it happens at the start relatively quickly, but
no, I don't know.
Two and two together. you can assume.
I don't know. Okay, never mind. I don't know anything. But yeah, why don't we talk about, well, how's your week? How you doing? I didn't ask that.
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good. Anything new going on? What's your
COD? Not really.
Your COD journey. What about your rank journey?
Oh, yeah, I hit Eerie, yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. Did everyone hit it or just you?
Me and Ray, trying to get Joel there. Probably gonna get him there this weekend. He's Crim 3, so he needs like 800 points to get to Iridescent. But if we just gonna, we just need a good day. One good day, we can get him there. Okay. But the season ends in like 2 weeks, but he was saying he doesn't really care to hit it all too much this season because the rewards aren't really that good. Like, you don't get anything cool this time around for hitting it.
Something a loser would say.
Nah, he's right, though. You don't really get anything. compared to last year, you got some really, really good camos.
It's the thrill of the hunt that matters. Not the camos. Let me see. Nothing really new going on with me that I could think of right now. Besides, I have a cold. I think that's about it. Celebrated St. Patrick's Day last weekend. It's probably how I got sick. But saw my friends. That was cool. Besides that, I don't think anything else. Besides the fact we need to pick some new shows for the future, but
that's a future thing. Slayer.
I want to do that kaiju show.
Kaiju number 8 or something like that?
Yeah. But, what was I going to say? When does Demon Slayer come out? Doesn't that come out like, sorry, this is going off. June? Doesn't that come out like April?
Oh, that's next month then.
I think. I don't know when it comes out. I know Demon Slayer and MHA are coming out around the same time.
Yeah, April 9th.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's not far. I'm sure we're... Because Solo Leveling is about to be done in 2 weeks. Undead, this is the final episode. Came out today, I'm pretty sure. What's the other one we're watching? Mashal is about to end, too. I think there's 2 more weeks. Excuse me. But I did see a Solo... I don't know if it's actually confirmed, but I saw some people saying it's confirmed for a part 2 of season 1. Like 12 more episodes.
Oh, for Solo Leveling?
Yeah.
That's what Joel was saying. It's 24 episodes, and they're just going to take a break, I guess.
Yeah. That should be good. Hopefully, kind of scared about Demon Slayer MHA. I feel like, especially Demon Slayer, I feel like wasn't that interesting last season. Anywho,
is this season 7 for My Hero?
Yeah.
It says it comes out May 4th. So okay, a month after Demon Slayer.
How'd you feel about Solo Leveling?
Oh, it was good. You predicted pretty much everything.
I did?
You're like, it was going to be a quick slideshow of all the missions. Well, they didn't do all the missions, but they did, what, like 9?
Yeah, something like that.
I think they did 3 days worth, and they were trying to do 3 a day. Chief Wu didn't really care to investigate at all, honestly. He was just like, all right, well, just know, you know.
That dude's
you're
like,
in that raid.
And I'm going to be like the Tangan of this verse.
He was just
like,
what
are you doing?
I mean, what do you mean? What is he supposed to do?
All right, here's my gripe with him, right? So, he knows something's up with Jinwoo. He's like, whatever. He's letting that slide. Okay, whatever. I don't care.
I mean, what is he... All right, even though he knows something up, like, what is he supposed to do to Jinwoo? Because he's... Like, what? He hasn't done anything illegal.
I know, he's but like, another power I don't up. Know. Recruit him or... Show recruit some him. Interest. Do something. I don't know. He doesn't have to... Okay, he doesn't have to recruit him. He can just leave him alone and say, I don't care, whatever. I got more bigger problems.
Right, yeah.
The thing that I was upset about is like...
Oh, when the other dude coming him, after to kill him?
Yeah, when he's telling
him. He told him. S-rank. He told him he's S-rank, bro. You need a whole nation to stop him. Like, there's nothing you can do. The law enforcement can't do anything to help you. So leave
but
the
how
country.
Is the law powerless? I don't understand.
Because they're beings with magic powers that can just destroy countries. What do you mean? What do you mean?
He can destroy countries?
That's what he said. He was like, it would take a whole nation to stop an S-rank person if they really just decided to just use their power. Unless you have another S-rank person fighting them.
Get an S-rank
person.
And
he was like,
person?
I suggest you should just leave the country and take your family and get out of here.
Like, what is that, bro?
What do you mean, what is that? That's the time.
He's
that's
so
the time
powerful.
They live in.
Just take your family, leave. We can't do anything. How is he even, like, how is he still even, like, allowed to still be like official S rank? And
I mean, there's other S ranks just like him that are that powerful, but he's above the law, bruh. I mean, it is what it is.
Even in like, you know, okay, like DC universe or whatever, like there are superheroes, but like they're not above the law still.
I mean, they are, but like Superman's technically above the law. Like, what are you gonna do to him? I mean, you can try to, he's just a good guy, but realistically, he's above the law, like.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could still, like, try to hold him to a standard of some kind.
No, and I'm pretty sure they do, but he's just saying, yeah. Like, bro, his brother died, even if you didn't kill him, he's not gonna care. He just wants you dead, because he feels like you're the reason his brother died. So, yeah.
I just find that ridiculous. I feel like there's a lack of law and order in this universe in general.
I mean, he explained what it was. He was like, bruh, there's nothing we can do. I mean, unless he tells other S ranks, but they're probably like, bruh, I don't really care. Like, this is not my battle.
Yeah, man. There needs to be some kind of system or something. Some kind of, like, there's no cameras anywhere. There's like investigations are lacking. S-ranks can do anything they want. Like, it just sounds like they need like a stronger infrastructure of some kind. That's all I'm saying. Because when he told him, yo, just get your family and leave. Like, there's nothing I could do. I was just like, what? Like, how is there nothing anyone could do? Does this happen often? Do we just like let it slide all the time? Like, I don't know. That's just weird.
What, in their world?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not super common, but just like in today's, you know, there's situations like that in real life.
Like what?
Like, somebody above the law. I can't name something directly, but I'm pretty sure there's some people like this that exist who are above the law.
I can think of it in like places where people have like have their hands also in the law, like people who control entire communities because they're paying off everyone.
Oh, small towns with like small police forces and stuff.
Okay.
Like there's crimes there that get away because, like, you know, like you said, some people are like in on it. It's a small town. It's not really a big place. Everybody knows each other. They kind of just let stuff slide or whatever go. So
yeah, that's definitely a thing.
So I mean, you know, it's not far-fetched. That's all I'm saying. It's not like crazy.
No, that's not far-fetched.
And you also got to think, if he's an S rank, you need, how many S ranks are there? There's probably not that many S ranks.
I think there was like maybe like 7 to 10. I can't remember. That wasn't a lot.
So like you have to get some other S rank.
At least like the whole world.
That's what I'm saying. You have to get at least 2 of them to make sure, okay, if we're going to stop this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like, Red. He tried like, this is a rare occurrence. It doesn't happen all the time. And he's like, just leave the country. And yeah.
That's fair. Were you saddened that Juhi is retiring?
It was kind of, I don't know. It's like just weird. Cause you're like, don't tell me how to live my life on the phone with your parents. And now you're just going to go back and live with them anyway. It's like, what are we doing?
You know, elders are right.
But I mean, we already knew she wasn't cut out for this. She wasn't ready. So I'm not surprised. I did think she was going to hang around longer or at least be like with Jinwoo in some fashion, not necessarily like a relationship, but just like around or on the team or something. But I don't know.
I thought she would too. I feel like it was kind of abrupt for her to just be like, I'm done.
I think the other person, his sister's friend from school is going to be around. She's just going to be annoying and tag along because she's an E rank.
Yeah.
And she's going to be like, oh, this dude's E rank, so I can be, you know, like him. And I don't know. I think something will happen to her. I don't think she'll die, but I think she'll get injured trying to do a quest or be in a gate and be like Jinwoo or something.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I feel like he kind of dropped the bag. He didn't. He just let her walk away. He didn't ask her out.
Oh, I mean, he he was like, if I'm around, yeah, we could go on a date or something, or go out to eat, which is kind of crazy. He didn't even like ask to say, like, oh yeah, remember you said, you know, we go out to eat. Go out to eat. They never went out to eat. She was just like, yeah, if you're in the town, just let me know and we can go get food sometime.
Yeah, and she gave him his, Well, she brought it up. She was like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
you promised me we would go out for a meal.
Yeah.
And then he just let her walk away. He didn't walk her home.
Oh, she was like, I'm going. And he's like, all right. And then she just started walking. Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Well, I guess I get it. He probably just still doesn't know what's going on, but it's fine. It's all fine.
I think he knows. He just doesn't care.
I think he doesn't know. I don't even know if she'll be part of the story anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either. She might not ever pop up. But she's a B rank healer. So that's a lot of. I don't know. That's really good. I think she'll pop back up.
She might. She's like the only love interest at this point. Anything else I can think of? We already talked about the lack of police force here. They tried to recruit Jinwoo.
Yeah, and he turned him down.
Yeah,
he was like, I can get you double. He was like, all right, well, how much is that building? $7 billion. He was like, so you're offering me that building? He's like, what? He was like, yeah, I can show you the contract. I also feel like Jinwoo underestimated how much money he would be making. Because, remember he was saying, like, oh, it's pointless for me to join Jin Ho
because I'll just end up making way more money than this later anyway. But this guy came to recruit you, you know, like on the spot because he kind of felt like you were special and he was ready to offer you like double of something. But then the number you gave him, he's like, whoa, that's like, what the heck? So yeah. I think he's underestimating or overestimating how much money he would be making this fast, I guess.
Yeah, I think he is. Either that or he's underestimating how rich Jin Ho's family is.
Yeah.
Or something. Because, yeah, that number he offered him was like way less than 30 billion.
Yeah.
It was like 14 or 10 billion or something like that. I thought it was interesting that there's like an economy on Gates. And they like
Gil's bottom all to up. Use. Yeah. Which doesn't really leave you undercover at all. They just bought all the Gil, like all the CD ranks.
That's what I was confused about.
Like you're trying to be under the radar. He's like, yeah, that actually kind of wasn't really that smart. And then he kind of scammed the dude and sold him back to him at a crazy price and then sold all the other Gates. Because he was like, all right, we should probably slow down.
Yeah, they took all the Gates. Because wasn't it like the only reason he noticed because they didn't have any Gates to like train people?
It was no more Gates. They were all bought up by him. And they were like, who is this? Jin Ho. And they were like, oh, they're trying to start a guild or something, I guess. Because it was all they were like monopolized it, basically. They bought every single one and nobody else could use them. And then he saw who was on the team. He saw Jin Woo and he was like, God, this dude was in two other Gates. And he survived. Yeah,
the double dungeon.
Yeah. So he pulled up on him, offered him. He was like, hey, do you want to, you know, can I recruit you? Gave him the spiel. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Then he showed up to his gate.
Yeah. All
the people were hanging out, loitering.
Yeah. He saw it was only two of them going in. He's like, oh, he's doing it by himself? I knew this. This is a better catch than I thought. And then he was like, hey, after you're done, can I, you know, talk to you, whatever. He talked to him. And then he showed him even more, which is kind of surprising, like that he's even more special. He went invisible, did his little like assassin thing or whatever. Yeah. And then he cut him and he was like, don't look back, because nobody can see him, but he can hear him. But he just doesn't, like, that whole thing is kind of weird. Like, I can hear you, but I don't know where you're talking from.
Yeah,
like what angle?
Weird.
But he's like, don't turn around. And he's like, all right. And we also find out, I mean, we kind of already knew this based on how he was trying to use the elixir of life later on down the road, but he can give people some of his items that he can buy. Like, he gave him the little drink to give him, you know, all his health back and healing.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
And so that's pretty interesting.
I was going to ask you.
Would you accept a drink from that random person?
If a man asks you to close your eyes and open your mouth, are you doing it?
Nah, not me, man. Not me.
He's like, close your eyes, open your mouth. I was like, where is this going? That was so weird. I don't know. Did you think that Jin Woo acted... Do you think he was right in
psycho?
How he acted?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was... At first, I was like, whoa. But then he healed him up, and I was like, okay. So he had good intention the whole time.
Like, was it necessary to threaten him? I don't know. But
I don't think he was going to leave him alone.
Maybe not, yeah.
And he's like, all right, Brad, like, leave me alone. And he was like, but he got his contact info. He was like, all right, that's good. That's a start. Because when he got back to the office, he was like, all right, at least I got these three gates. And then all the other gates went on sale and he realized he got freaking robbed, basically. Yeah. And then he was like, ah, well, at least I got his contact information so I can stay in touch and reach out and other things, I guess.
What do you think that job change quest was?
Oh, the special quest? I think it's going to have him go there and do something, like a job that might not even be fighting related or something. And then once he does it, he gets like a huge level up or something.
Okay. I was confused. I didn't know if the job change quest had something to do with him talking to this White Tiger Guild guy or something else. But that was kind of like, it just like got brought up and then wasn't mentioned again for the rest of it.
Well, he had to drive. Remember, he was in his car and he had to drive somewhere. That was a part of the quest.
Oh, that it was?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay, I don't remember that. Only other thing I found interesting about this episode is that miners and prisoners can do gates. That's interesting. And the red hair guy, I think his name is Shin. I don't know, but just showed more his PTSD about that island.
Oh, yeah.
And a little part. And Jinwoo secret got some more mission skills. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. He was leveling up.
Still. Crazy, yeah. A lot. Yeah.
So it wasn't really a waste.
Like remember, I was like, this would be good training. Like, he'll level up crazy doing all these dungeons. Yeah.
He do. Okay.
He's between A and B rank right now, though.
Yeah. Any predictions for episode 11? It's almost the finale of this part.
Yeah, I think he'll find one ingredient to the elixir of life.
Like, what, he's gonna go into that castle place?
No, I think his him doing this job change quest, his reward for doing it is gonna be one ingredient that he needs for the elixir of life.
I thought they were all in the
that in the dungeon.
Are they not? I don't know for sure.
I don't think so. They never hold everything in one place.
That's true. Maybe just one part of the elixir is in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been slightly spoiled. Because someone was hyping up the next episode, apparently on the production team or whatever. He's supposed to fight somebody. It starts with I don't know what their name is. I think it's like Idris or Igris or something. I don't remember. But that does tell me that he's probably not going to fight the brother next episode. Sadly.
I don't think that'll happen for a little minute still.
I feel like I'm waiting too long for this.
Bro, he has to at least get to...
Is he like the final boss? I guess he's S rank, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, he has to at least get to mid A rank to be able to take this dude on.
Okay, maybe I'm rushing it. I wasn't thinking about how strong S rank is. So yeah, I know he's going to fight somebody. I don't know if that'll be the whole episode. Maybe they're in just another boss that's in that hell gate. And he'll fight some Idris or whatever it is. We'll see. Maybe it's that that knight in the intro. You know that knight he fight? You ever watch the opening?
No, I never watch the openings.
Really? I like that song a lot, actually.
Because I don't like being spoiled.
Oh.
See, those are actual spoilers.
They are spoilers sometimes.
That's why I don't watch intros, because it's like, bruh, I don't want to know, you know what I'm saying?
They're like out of context spoilers.
Yeah, out of context spoilers, but they give you, like, every show, every intro is a spoiler.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I like the spoilers, not the spoilers, the intros have nothing to do with what's
show,
going on.
Yeah. Like,
I feel like Mashes is kind of like that. Yeah,
Mash is just... Bung, bung, bung.
Yeah.
Just them dancing.
Just dancing. Yeah. So. And he fights people, but I feel like he has not fought those people in the intro that he fights. I don't remember. But, in the intro, he fights like this knight thing. So I think maybe that'll be it, but I don't know. That's my prediction for episode 11. Let me see. How'd you feel about Undead?
Oh, it was good. I didn't think we would get a backstory on that. The author, the manga kai. I thought that was a woman.
I thought it was too.
So I was like, what?
That was interesting.
And then his power is just like
nobody can see him, but now he figured out a way for people to see him. if that he's was not him confusing or thing. Something.
So, like, wait, let me see. So the pen is called the G-liner, and the first to touch it, they see the entire timeline of the current loop. And then, at the same time, he awakened as a negator, and he's just, like, imperceivable.
Right. But Andy and Fuko can see him.
Right. And Unrepair and everyone else. I don't know how it works. Maybe you gotta be a negator to see him? So he must have
figured out a way for people to perceive him.
Or that, yeah. Oh, yeah, he has to have, because he talks to that one lady on the phone. Woman
on the phone, yeah.
So he must have figured it out. Maybe he just had the power, but, like, he didn't know how it worked before.
And then his mom is still alive, though.
Yeah, but she's, like, an old lady.
Yeah, but, like, you're not going to go talk to your mom or see her now that you can...
That was confusing.
Because if he got knows... his manga, though, and she was like, oh, these drawings, I like them. I thought she would at least have a moment like, oh, this is my son. He made this.
I thought she was too.
I don't know. That was kind of weird. But, and then he was like, all negators have, like, horrible beginnings when they get their powers.
He said that?
Yeah, it showed it. Like, for instance, his mom can never see him again. Fuko, she killed her parents on accident.
I guess they have all been bad. There's what's a lot her name? Of parent killing in this story.
Yeah, what's her name? Killed her family on her birthday.
The nuke blew girl. The
house up. Yeah.
Unseen. No, not unseen. Unmoved.
Unmoved. Stopped his parents from getting out the street. Got hit by a truck.
Yeah, it was just saying, like, all of them have had pretty bad repercussions after getting their powers.
That's crazy. There's a lot of parent killing in this story. It's like One Piece level of parent killing. Actually, no, I think about it. But yeah. We get their backstory, Anno, Own, whatever, however everyone call them. Anonymous. Unrepair shows up. Oh yeah, Anonymous.
Unrepair shows up, unseen. We thought he was dead, remember?
Yeah.
He wasn't dead. The original timeline, he was supposed to kill Fuko, and everything was just going to be ruined, and then loop again, I guess. But Andy was able to kill him, so that timeline is completely broken now.
That was funny. I didn't expect him to just die.
I kind of did. I thought that was going to be where he died.
He's barely, like, in the story.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, that's the only way, because if he's around, he's too strong. You can't see him. And he can just sneak up.
Yeah. And just
do the deed. And then I think Anonymous might be dead, huh? You think he's going to survive?
Wait, why is
his arm
dead?
Got cut off? Huh?
Why is he dead?
He got his arm cut off. He just laying on the floor. And Fuko was talking to him.
Then his other arm also get cut off?
Yeah. But he did that on purpose. He used his, remember, he used his... That pen can do more than just... It can write, like, reality. Because he created his arm to be Andy's arm when they were fighting. And then it got ripped off.
I wonder why he didn't just draw himself another arm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe the show is resolved or something. I don't know. That was a little weird. You're right, he did lose another arm. And I guess he could draw with his feet.
Yeah.
Maybe. Draw himself some new arms. And then Fuko, I know she tried to talk no jutsu, the unrepair. That didn't work. And then he was like, everyone in under, all his different goals. And then their name's Akira. That's their name. They, like, revealed that the Latla, the future CN girl, is going to die.
Future CN girl?
The one that kind of looks like Cleopatra. Like the one with the, not like a bowl cut, but like, she's the one with unrepair, and she like see prophecies or see like slightly into the future.
I thought her thing was like avoidance.
It might be. I thought she could see in the future a little bit. Can she not?
I don't think so. I don't know. You talking about the one who, who's always next to him, right?
Yeah.
And when Andy tries to do like attacks, it just always misses because she's there.
Yeah.
I thought that was her thing. Like, oh, but she does. They do ask her like about the future, and she's like, "I'm not completely sure, but." Yeah, so maybe she can. I don't know.
I think she has, like, prophecies or something. Thought I would see her if I was just seeing stuff. I don't remember.
I don't think she was there with him, though, in this episode.
I feel like she showed up.
It was the girl in the bunny suit.
And Latla didn't show up? I swear
I don't
she
think
did,
so.
Because they were both talking about saving like the same woman or something. And they said, and then Akira said they can't ride the Ark either or something.
I don't remember that.
It might be in there. But I don't want to go too far in the manga because I feel like it might be out of order. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't expect a backstory on Anonymous at all. I didn't think that was going to be important.
No. Nah.
It holds some weight because he was like, I'm doing my job by writing these stories to show the Negators a possible way to be God.
So, like, when the world loops, do they exist in every loop?
I think a version of them does. It might not be them exactly, but...
Because didn't Jewish say that, like, that book is, like, in every loop or something?
Yeah, but that whoever gets the pin can see all the loops, every single loop ever.
No, they can say that they can see the current loop.
No, he can see all the loops, like, all the previous loops, too.
You think so?
Yeah. How else he's going to write the story?
I'm pretty sure, like, it's, well, at least I wrote down, it said... The entire timeline of the current loop.
It's when all. I think it's all the loops. Scroll up. Or
what is
it? It said all of the memories of this loop flooded into my.
Yeah, it says the past and future events of the current time loop.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. So they can't see all the loops, so they can see what's going to happen in their loop specifically. So, do you think it's him every time in the loop who finds it and does the same thing, or is it someone else?
It's probably someone else, but they probably end up doing similar things.
Because, like, what if Andy found the pen?
I mean, he could just get the pen to somebody else, and they'll get all the information, and then he won't be needed.
Maybe, yeah. But it does go up and say to say the first to touch it. So I wonder what happens with, like, if the second person touches it.
Oh, it has to be the first person?
I just know it goes out of its way to say the first to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. If someone else touches it, like, what would happen? I don't know. But I think that's all I got for Undead.
Yeah. It was very... This backstory. That was pretty much it, really.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're satisfied with the first season? How do you feel?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. I didn't really expect much more. I know you remember when I first started, I was like, I don't really know about this show.
Yeah.
So it's definitely met more than my expectations.
Okay. I can say that.
Well, that was because of the fan service.
Yeah.
At first. I thought it was pretty funny in the beginning. But then it started getting... holding more weight and getting a bit deeper than I thought it would. I was like, oh, it's pretty good. I like it. I'm pretty satisfied. I would recommend this one to someone. Let me see. Mashal. I can barely even remember. I think the Wahlberg just started getting beat Wahlberg or something.
Was just fight. Yeah, he was just fighting. He was using his maximum attack and then it didn't work. He reversed time. And then he was about to kill him. Innocent Zero was about to kill him. And then Mash just came out of nowhere and kneed him in the face. That's pretty much the whole episode.
That's 20 minutes runtime.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened. That's all that happened.
You know, I think I heard. And like some dialogue. What is he saying? Do you think that you need an ego to be strong or successful?
No, not necessarily. I think a little bit, but not like a huge one. Because that's what Innocent Zero was saying to Wahlberg, right? Like, you don't have a big enough ego.
Yeah.
So you're weak.
I feel like, yeah, you need some level of selfishness. But it's not like Wahlberg's weak. He's like the strongest besides this guy.
But Innocent Zero went to like the lowest of low to get his power. Like, he does a bunch of dark magic and stuff, so.
He's like Sukuna.
Yeah, he is like Sukuna.
Basically.
And I guess Wahlberg is Gojo.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that was about it. Well, his third magic was pretty cool, though. I wasn't expecting him to beat him, though. I knew that Mash would probably have to.
When he was about to kill him, I was like, dang, I didn't think he would die. He didn't die.
Wahlberg? I thought Wahlberg would die.
Huh?
I thought Wahlberg was going to die.
Really? I don't think this show is that kind of show where people just die.
Has anyone died?
No, exactly. That's why I'm like, I'm like, dang, if he was to die, that'd be kind of...
I mean, did the puppeteer guy die?
Well, he's gone. We don't know what's up with him. So, yeah, oh, okay. He's just a side character. Who cares? We just met. You know what I mean? Like, that dude doesn't matter.
That's
fair. He's just a henchman.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else has died. Definitely people have come close to dying, but I don't know of anyone who's actually, like, gone. But this is, like, a comedy story, so...
And I was like, somebody's going to show up. I didn't know who. I kind of felt like it was going to be Mash. He's probably floating with his legs. Remember, he was running on the balloon?
I think it showed that. Okay. Let me see. Invincible.
Oh, we're going to start that this week?
Week? I watched the... episode 5.
The next two?
I just watched episode 5. I just watched the first, like, returning episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Freaking, the multiple girl died.
Her and the, her name is Shrinking Ray, but the Shrinking Girl, Ant-Man girl, whatever.
I was not expecting people to die. I need to stop.
I wasn't expecting them to die.
Yeah, I gotta stop expecting people not to die.
When I started taking notes on this, because you agreed to talk about it, I didn't realize how much this show skipped around. Like, it goes to
read
like,
the.
Like, it goes to, like, a different character, like, every, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, compared to the comics.
No. I haven't read the comics. But I was like, dang, like, literally, like, every few minutes, there's, like, some dialogue or some action that skips to someone else. Dialogue, action, skip to someone else. I was like, dang. it's all over the place the whole episode. But it's interesting, obviously. But I'm just like, dang, it's all over the place. So yeah, Mark helps the ants rebuild their home. Takes his little brother home. Do you think he would take him?
Yeah,
I figured he would take him. Honestly, he like hates his dad, but like not really. At the same time,
yeah, complicated relationship.
Definitely.
Which is warranted. He did just try to kill you and have you convert to take over the world that you only know as your true world. And then he just left you and
ran your face through a train of people and beat you up to a pole. All that. Called your mom a pet. All those things. I was going to ask you, since I was thinking about the ants and like how they age so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like there's not enough time?
Not right now. I think in the future I might.
Midlife crisis incoming.
But I don't know. I feel like it depends on what you want to do with your life.
You know, like if you have super big ambitions, for instance, like trying to change society as we know it. Not enough time. But if you just want to, let's say, like start a business and have a successful business, there is enough time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It depends on what your goals are.
Definitely. There's also some people that like don't have any goals for a long time and then
get them at the end and then it's not enough time. Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that. I usually don't think about how much time there is, but like every now and then, probably like every like couple months, I get like all of a sudden this burst. It's usually when I'm like sick or like just like really tired, like having a bad day. And all of a sudden I'll think about like my humanity and like how much time is left and how much time has passed. And like, dang, like I'm about to be 25 this year. Like so much time is going by. It's going by so fast. Like my parents are getting old. My grandparents are getting old. Everyone's gone. What am I doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it happens. But it usually only happens when I'm already feeling, like, low or tired or something. So I just want to see how you feel. I feel like by the time I get, like 40, 50, I probably won't care anymore.
I don't know. I had a midlife crisis when I was, 12, so...
Wait, what?
I had a midlife crisis when I was, 12. So, it's, I don't know. Even though I'm only 12, but, this was when, 2012, the end of the world, everything. That's when I really contemplated humanity and my humanity and, life and death. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to die. What happens after you die? All this other stuff. So, now I'm just like, obviously, I don't want to die still. But, I've already been through it. It's like, bruh.
It you never told the story before.
Oh, no, yeah, I haven't, but I don't know, I feel like that's kind of shaped how I am as a person today. Me going through that as,
a 12-year-old. Wait, did you, go more in depth? What do you mean, you thought that because of
the world was going to end or something? I thought the world was going to end, yeah, and I'm like, bruh, what happens when you die? And I was, very, conscious of, life and death and,
what this happens sixth grade, death. Right?
Yeah. Okay. But I was super trying to figure out what happens when you die. And I'm not very religious because I'm super into science and stuff. So I'm like, bro, this stuff doesn't really make sense to me. Not to shit on anybody's religion or anything, but I'm like, bro, this if somebody was to say this to me and said it wasn't the Bible or whatever, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's the lens I look at things in logically and scientifically. So I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Not to say anything the Bible is bad or anything like that, or you believe in what you believe in, but I'm just saying, if somebody was to walk up to you on the street and just recite some stories bro, I just saw this yesterday, you're gonna be like, bro, you're insane. Am I tripping by saying
no?
You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, when I die, what's gonna happen? I'm just dead. What is existence? And then I also used to think about time in general. Like, it's kind of crazy how so much time has passed before we existed, but we don't feel any of that time. Like, when we became, or when we were born or came into life, it was just, we're alive. But it's been thousands of years before we were alive that we don't know, that just happened. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dang, like, what is life and time? You know, I don't know. It was just a lot. Imagine being like 12, thinking about all these things. And it's just like, bruh. And I, in my mind, I'm just like, bruh, I don't want to die. I just don't want to die. Like, I don't want to die. Still don't want to die, but yeah, I don't know. So, like, that's why I'm like, eh, stuff happens.
Okay. Like, is that how it ended? Like, is that what you came to once you found out? Like, when was the end of this, like, existential crisis? Was it, like, when you 2012 passed and, like, the world didn't end?
I want to say no. Like, I'm still a kid, so, like, I get over things pretty quickly. It's like, all right, you know, you forget about it. But every now and then you think about it, like, damn. Life. Okay. And just end. And what does it mean? What have I done? But, like, now it's just, like, I'm just like, you know, get one life, live it, do what you do. A lot of things don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm not super hung up on a lot of things. I'm like, bruh.
In the grand scheme of things.
It doesn't really matter.
99% of things don't matter.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's why I'm so, like, carefree and just like, it's whatever. Things happen. Obviously, stuff sucks, and it's like, dang, that wasn't good. Or, oh, that was really great. But it's at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, it's whatever.
Okay. That's funny, because just last night, Mariah was asking me. First, she asked me to take off for, like, the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she's like, what if the world ends? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dog, like, it's just an eclipse. Like, this has happened before. We can look up what happens when an eclipse happens. Like, the world's not going to end because of the eclipse.
Right.
Because I didn't want to take off work, because I was like, we're going to miss out on our cash because of an eclipse.
Well, yeah.
But it's supposed to happen, like, right after I get to work. Like, I get to work at, like, 3. It's supposed to happen, like, 3:08. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, like, can you just, like, come in late? And I was like, okay, sure. Like, I'll come in late, and she'll leave early because she gets off at like 3. But like, I don't really fear like stuff like that, like omens or like natural phenomenons like that. Like, an eclipse doesn't really scare me or anything like that. Stuff that actually scares me is like tornadoes and earthquakes and stuff like that. But for some reason, the eclipse, I'm like, whatever. I'm just gonna make sure not to look directly at it so I don't mess up my eyes. Blind,
yeah.
And I don't want to drive during the eclipse either, so I gotta get to work. Well, I'll probably go in later, but yeah. Apparently, it's supposed to be like dark for like a few minutes. I don't know, something like that.
It was the eclipse back in like 2017 or 18.
Yeah, I remember that one specifically because I remember the video of Trump looking directly at it. He, like, took his glasses off and, like, looked right at it. That shit was so funny. He just, like, took the glasses off. I was like, bro, this guy's insane. That shit was funny, bro. But, yeah. What was another thing? So, yeah, he took the baby. The person I actually felt really bad for in this series right now is Deborah. His mom. Because I remember before she was going like those meetings or whatever, and then the dude found out that she was Invincible's wife and then started being mean to her or whatever.
Yeah, because her husband killed her, his husband or boyfriend.
Okay.
Or wife.
Or wife.
Was he gay?
I think his wife. Wasn't his wife like, in the... gay. Yeah, I don't think he's gay. In what is their league called? Like, I can't remember their league name.
Defenders of Earth or something like that?
Okay, that sounds right. I keep wanting to say, like, the Seven or something.
That's the boys.
Oh, okay, okay. But yeah, I feel bad for her. And then Mark brought the baby home. Like, would you take care of the baby if you were her? Like, say, like, your wife is a superhero. You give it away immediately when you think about it?
To Cecil, yeah. I mean, if Mark still wants to, you know, because that's his brother, if he still wants to be there, like, you can still hang out with him, you know, check in on him, all that, but I'm not taking care of that kid, bruh. Respectfully. Hey, my baby.
I mean, that's fair. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I also wouldn't want to take care of it.
Exactly. And then Cecil's offering to give him all the care he needs and everything. Obviously, you know, you
can But you know Cecil, though. You would trust Cecil?
Is Cecil really bad, though? Let's be honest. What has he done that's, like, shady and bad? Aside Cecil from spying, aside from spying on their family.
Cecil worth a damn,
bro. No, but I'm saying, like, what has he done that's, like, super sus? For okay. real, for real.
Spying, obviously, for one.
But that's because Omni-Man is, like, this intergalactic threat who kind of wants to be a superhero, but not really a superhero. And he could just destroy the Earth if he wanted to, which, you know, he kind of almost did. You know what I'm saying?
But Omni-Man not here.
Yeah, but Invincible's here, and he has the same power.
But we know Mark is not a bad person, though.
That's what we kind of know. Started this season, he was venturing on the Omni-Man side a little bit, showing glimpses of being like his dad, because he didn't know what was going on.
What do you mean? When was he acting like Omni-Man?
Remember
about the multiple universe? The parallel
universe?
No.
I'm talking about at the start of this season, because he was upset. He was just angry. He had a lot going on. Like, his dad just beat him up. He just left Earth. And now he's just here. And remember he was fighting a dude, the fake Batman dude, and he was getting angry? And he was acting like Omni-Man.
Why? Because he almost killed him or something?
He was getting, he was like getting mad and acting. He was like, I'm acting kind of, he even said, he was like, I'm kind of acting like my dad right now. And I don't want to be like him. And he was like trying to figure out ways not to be like him. And Cecil gave him the opportunity to kind of be like, hey, you know, I'll give you missions, but you know, you got to go on my say. He's like, all right. Cause he's trying to, you know, make sure he doesn't turn into his dad. But at the same time, he was still showing glimpses of like, oh my God, I could be that. It was like an internal battle with himself trying to figure out how to be a hero, but not be like his dad, and make sure he doesn't become that way.
I remember that.
And you also gotta remember, he is the only one out of every single other Invincible who said no.
Like every other parallel universe?
Every other parallel universe, he said yes. He joined his dad, except for that one.
Okay. The Cecil doesn't know that.
No, he didn't, but that just lets you know, like, he could have easily just, you know. Like, yeah, Dad, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm still, Cecil is kind of, I can't even say he's shady. I just feel like he knows a lot, and he has to operate under different pretenses compared to everybody else.
I feel like Cecil is just like, he's one of those guys where it's like, by any means necessary. I feel like that's the type of person he is.
To protect the Earth, right? That's his whole thing.
Yeah. I feel like that can be too much. Or he can overstep boundaries and things like that. Like with the Donald, the guy who got killed,
and then they put his body back into a robot.
Yeah, he made him.
He was like, why didn't you let me know?
It's Terminator.
He was like, you didn't want to know. I mean, now he knows, and now that nigga's tripping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but, if I was Donald, I would be mad too. I'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Like,
I mean, all right, so if you're Donald, right, you die. Technically, you die. You didn't die. You're still alive, but you basically were dead. They take your brain, put you in a cyborg, but you're still alive. But they wipe your memory. They wipe your memory of you dying. And you would be upset that you don't have the memory of you dying anymore.
I would be upset that you made me a cyborg without my consent.
I mean, you could just say, all right, I'm gonna kill you. So you gonna kill yourself?
If I was him, maybe.
But I'm saying you personally, you're gonna kill yourself? If you're not gonna kill yourself, then what are we?
Are you saying I got brought back as a cyborg, would I kill myself?
Yeah, if you got brought back as a cyborg, you're like, you made me a cyborg without my consent, and you're upset about that. But, I mean, you're going to either be alive or dead. And if you're upset about being a cyborg, all right, just die. That sounds crazy, but you get what I'm saying? Like,
Okay.
Would you just die then? If you don't want to die, then what are you upset about?
I'm taking out my hard drive.
Doesn't want to die.
I'm pulling my plug out.
Okay.
I'm doing me personally. Yeah, I don't want to be a cyborg. It's not even like he's literally just like skin. Like he's just like skin on top of metal.
Right, but he still has feeling. He feels. He has sensors. Like it's all connected to his brain, so he feels. He still has like sense, smell, hearing,
yeah,
touch. Like literally, yeah. if he didn't know, he would think he's just a regular human.
Yeah, he would. But he found out. He's gonna find out eventually. I'm like, okay.
I mean, the only reason he found out is because his glasses left on the scene. That's literally the only reason he found
that's
out.
That's a hilarious way to find out.
Like, that's the only reason. He showed back up and he was like, whoa, these glasses, they're mine. And then he went to go look into the files and he was like, I don't have access to this. I have access to everything. And then he put like two and two together. And then he went in the bathroom and he stabbed himself in the arm. And he was like, he saw blood, but I guess he didn't feel like pain for real or something because he kept stabbing. Because then he got to the metal. So,
yeah, I would be mad if I was him.
Like, I don't know if I would necessarily be mad because I'm still alive. I probably would be like, dang, you could have told me. Like, I would have been open to becoming a cyborg robot. Like, it's fine.
Would you be open to being a cyborg?
Yes, I would. If I get all my feeling, if I feel exactly like a human, I'm just a cyborg. Yes. Like, I control my emotions. I have complete control of my body. I still feel things the same, smell things the same, see things the same. When I eat, I still have I still taste stuff the same. I just have robotic body, bones and stuff, but my brain is still my brain. You're still a human. That's what makes you human at the end of the day is your brain.
I guess if your experience stays the same, not that bad.
And I'm pretty sure the experience is exactly the same. It's just the fact that he doesn't have those memories and he kind of has night terrors about it.
PTSD about it.
Yeah, you have PTSD from dying, which is like warranted. You just died pretty much and came back to life.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be mad that I didn't consent to it, but like if all my experiences are the same,
it's so not. You would be mad. All right, let's phrase this in a different manner, because this is where I'm at with it, right? Because it's like, let's say you just die, right?
Right.
And you didn't want to die, but the doctors were given a way to keep you alive, and your experience will not change. You're gonna be like, dang, I'm upset that y'all didn't ask me if I want to keep living or not. Like, what the heck? What are you talking about? You didn't want to die in the first place.
No. That's a valid
point. I think he's
point.
More upset that his memories were wiped. I don't think he cares that he's a cyborg. I think he's mainly upset that he hid it from him, that he's a cyborg. That's what I think.
I can get with that. I can agree with that. That's the part that makes Cecil shady. Not necessarily that he turned into a cyborg, but that he lied about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can agree with that. If I were to get into an accident, die, obviously I don't know that I basically died, and then they brought me back as a cyborg, I would just want to know.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
And then it's like, all right, if you really don't want to be a cyborg, just pull the plug, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I still have that option. I'd be a little mad that I have to do this, but if I wanted to do it, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. What else was there? Amber didn't see him for 2 months. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's a Rocky.
And they're already, I guess it's a spoilers, but I already know they're not going to stay together.
I know. I can tell. Yeah.
Him and Eve become a thing, which makes more sense. They're both superheroes. They both work together. They're always around each other. It makes way more sense.
Yeah. Eve likes him.
Yeah. He likes Eve.
I can see that. Does he like Eve?
Yeah. Remember, him and Eve were kind of... She was messing with Rex, though, at the time, I think. But they kind of had, like, a... You know, some kind of, like, chemistry thing going on. And then he got with Amber. And then Amber was being like, oh, my God. I used to hate Amber. I mean, I still don't really like Amber. She's a lot better now this season. But first season, she was horrible. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I don't remember. What was bad about her?
She was just like... She knew he was saving the world. And she would just be like... why are you doing, like, just, you know, just like, why are you putting the world over me and a bunch of other stuff and stuff like that. And
yeah, that would be annoying. This is what you signed up for.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not like that now. Yeah. And I could be remembering wrong, but she was very annoying. Like, season one, she was very annoying. But season two, she's a lot more down to earth and very understanding.
Okay. What else was there? Eve felt guilty about the park. Rex pulled up on her, made her feel better.
Yeah, just to get her to join the team to do this mission, though. But it was in good faith.
Yeah. Cecil got Mark talking shit about having the baby. Now, do you think Cecil is, do you think he oversets boundaries talking about the baby? Or you think that's fine?
What do you mean talking about the baby? And what?
Because he'd be faction? Like, we can take that baby off your hands. Like, I'm sure she doesn't want to take care of a baby.
I mean, he's not even lying.
He's not lying.
Okay.
But I feel like he's like, kind of getting disrespectful. Like, I feel like he's talking some trash. Like, he's like, come on, Deb. I know you don't want the baby. Like, that's basically like...
I mean, you know what I mean? But it's true, though. It's true. It's true. Like, bruh, people can't be upset at the truth. That is the truth. Like, come on now. You really don't want this baby. And she's like, yeah, you know, I kind of don't. I kind of don't. The baby's growing on her, though. It is growing on her. But off rip, she was like, I don't really want this baby. But she doesn't trust Cecil. But you'll see the next episode what happens. Pretty much exactly what I'm saying, like, she should have did in the first place is like, okay, like, you don't have to give him the baby, but you can allow him to help you take care of the baby. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, he has facilities. They have, you know, like, they literally have the technology to help superheroes, and this baby is going to have superpowers just like Mark, and he's going to be super strong just like Mark and Nolan. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to be able to do everything on your own to handle this baby, because what happens if this baby gets his Viltrumite powers at like 3 years old and now he's just running around fucking shit up? Like, you're not going to be able to handle, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think it's it can be a good split between the two. Like, she can still take care of the baby, but I definitely think that she should allow Cecil to have access to help if needed.
Yeah, probably. But I still don't trust Cecil. There's something about him.
Why don't you trust Cecil?
I don't like him. There's just something about him I do not trust. Maybe it'll come to light at some point. I don't trust him. But then, yeah, they go to space. And then the lizard people attack the government, duplicate dies. She just stopped fighting.
I mean, she got ripped. She split twice. Remember, she got grabbed and then she split and then he grabbed the split and then he just smushed both the splits.
I know, but there was a point where, like, she was on the ground and, like, she could have, like, split some more, like, tried the evade, but she kind of just, like,
tired,
gave up.
Bro. You gotta think, she just split, like, 30 times and died. And she, every time she dies, she actually dies. Like, she legit dies. Like
she feels it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, she was saying that. She was saying, like, every time I split and one of me dies, that's, like, I actually literally die. Like, I'm still alive, but, like, I die. Like, I just physically died.
That makes sense, though. Other girl dies. I don't remember. Does Rex... Does it end on a cliffhanger
for Rex? It ends with the dude having a gun at Rex's head. And he's like, all right, just do it. And then it just ends.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're going to watch the next episode. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Yeah. I'll see. And then, yeah, the aliens, it ends on the cliffhanger. The little shield breaks down. And... Alan is still alive, and then the traitor Viltrumite guy.
Yeah. Is there. So I'm guessing that mustache is like a Viltrumite signature or something. Because he ripped his beard off. He was like, I have to show you something. And he just ripped his beard off. He was like, what? You're a Viltrumite? I'm like, bro. I'm like, what? I'm like, is that mustache like a trademark or something?
The Jonah Jameson mustache is the Viltrumite sign. That was funny. Yeah, I thought he was a bad guy from the first few episodes because he like unplugged Alan.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this guy is a traitor. He's gonna kill Alan. Then Alan's alive, so I'm happy about that. Yeah, I think that's all I got for Invincible.
Yeah,
I'll watch a new episode probably tomorrow or something.
Yeah, apparently I guess the mustache is like their thing.
Okay. Jameson mustache. For JJK, did you like, do you know like the whole chapter, like what's gonna happen?
Oh no, no, no. I just know a couple pieces. This okay. isn't really a spoiler, but Miguel shows up.
I figured. I saw some Miguel things.
And he is pretty much special grade.
Yeah. I saw this one video where it's like
he went he's to on Toto par with Gojo. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it just showed Miguel just getting beat up for like yeah. 5 minutes. He's like, he's on equal ground with Gojo. He was just getting beat up for like 5 minutes. I mean, he didn't die or like he was taking the punches, but he didn't really deal any punches. How do you feel? Have you seen the Yuji soul swap theory?
No, with what, Sukuna?
Well, there's a theory that Yuji's...
Also, Miguel has black rope. I forgot about that.
Like, he found it? Or found some? Or made some?
That's what he was using to fight Gojo when they first fought. So he has some.
Remember
he wrapped it around his hands, his arms, in the movie?
Yeah. But then when they went to...
Yeah, they couldn't find it anymore.
Yeah. So they're saying he has some more now?
I think he just has his own that he doesn't share. Like, that's mine, you know? Like,
oh, so he held it back? I can see that happening. Because they were trying to find... They were trying to get some to break Gojo
out. Yeah, for you, yeah. Well, let me see.
Is the chapter out?
Oh, it said but more than half the rope was burned away from being used. Okay, so he used all of it.
Okay. But, yeah, man. There's this theory that Yuji's curse technique is going to be... Oh,
it's soul out. Swapping?
Yeah.
I was there. All right, let's go over this real quick. I got 21 minutes.
An unthinkable matchup. Kusakabe in a 1-on-1 against the strongest Sukuna. Okay. He starts with simple domain. I don't know. Should we read this right now or should we?
I mean, I got 20 minutes.
Wait. Okay. So what happens?
Oh, I thought you were going to read aloud.
Oh, you want me to read out loud? I can do that. An unthinkable matchup. Kusakabe in a 1-on-1 against the strongest Sukuna. And then Kusakabe immediately does a simple domain. Evening moon sword drawing. Sukuna goes, a sword drawing technique against someone like me who can send slashes flying. As an anti-domain and anti-barrier technique, a simple domain is able to negate the sure hit effect, but it can't neutralize the technique itself. Regardless, no matter how simple a domain is, a domain. Okay. So what does it say? I am unworthy of any words.
Wait, what site is this?
This is TCB scans.
Oh, is this better than
I prefer Manga Reader, but these are like the leakers.
Okay. Okay.
Not leakers, but they usually have, like, they usually scan things first, I'm pretty sure. So Sukuna hits him with, well, he shoots a slash. Within this domain, my curse energy output will get a boost, while the power of Sukuna's abilities will weaken somewhat. But what I'm much happier about... Okay, so he blocks some slashes, I think. I can incorporate... Well, he blocks slashes. He didn't get hit at all. I can incorporate my own original programming to my simple domain, allow me to intercept anything that invades my domain completely automatically. Okay. Sukuna says good reaction time. I can more or less read Sukuna's slashes by focusing on his movements or his cursed energy sparks. This should improve things a bit. So he's blocking slashes without getting hit at all, I think. Or maybe just a little bit. Scared the shit out of me. He activated his technique without moving a muscle. Guess what's next? He's going to use the world-splitting dismantle. Okay, flashback to Mei Mei and Wee Wee. To be frank, in terms of raw strength, I put myself or Nanami-kun above him. I wouldn't say I can visualize Kusakabe Sans winning fights, more so that I find it hard to imagine him losing. Not only has he mastered the sword, but he has an abundance of technique variations and is capable of utilizing barrier techniques. An abundance of Jujutsu knowledge serves as a foundation for his greatest strength, his analytical ability, and power of reasoning. He's a veritable Swiss Army knife, the type of sorcerer you would wish to accompany on a deserted island. He is a simple this is Gojo. He has a simple domain, right? It's an ace in the hole in its own way. Beginners usually gotta make some binding vow or another just to use that. Miwa, my simple domain can only be maintained if I keep both my feet planted firmly on the ground during activation. Yet Kusakabe is able to use it freely, plus the range on that thing is wild. That's Gojo. Okay. So Kusakabe got... Oh, he extended his range. Sukuna's a little shook. Sukuna says, he increased the range of a simple domain to stop me from charging up cursed energy to expand my technique's target. And Mei Mei says, the new shadows sword draw fundamentally is a counter technique used to draw on your opponent. Kusakabe, on the other hand, is capable of bringing his opponent to him by expanding the range of a simple domain, coupled with the fact that he can intercept anyone who invades a simple domain completely automatically. An individual capable of achieving grade 1 sorcery with no curse technique attacks not with their brain, but with their spine. They are not to be taken lightly. Kusakabe lunges forward. Oh, shit.
I should have gave him the executioner sword.
Yeah. Kusakabe hit him with like 10 slashes. He's bleeding everywhere. He's still bleeding out his chest from Maki. I don't know of a single person who can evade that, although there is one who wouldn't need to. And that's Gojo. So yeah, Kusakabe, I knew he was going to hit him with something. Okay. Looks like his sword broke, though. Or is it smaller? What is that?
It broke.
Oh, okay. Okay, then what is this? Is that Higurama? Wait, what the fuck?
I think it is Higurama.
Oh, shit! Wait, Higurama just showed up. What's going on here? Did he throw his jacket? Oh, he threw his jacket. And then Higurama showed up. Okay, so Shoko's...
healing, yeah.
Healing is A1. Okay, so Higurama's getting his body. Fuck him up. Or is this Kusakabe? This is Kusakabe still.
Why is his hair and color just everything change?
Yeah, look like... Wait, let me see. I think it's just because he took his jacket off. It looks...
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, that's not Higurama. It's Kusakabe. Okay, so Higurama hit him with the jacket trick. Starts punching and kicking him, getting in his body. He made him fly. He said, this isn't like me. Why the hell am I trying so hard? Yaga. Right, Yaga's to blame. I still hold him after all. He isn't even here anymore. I guess it's precisely because he isn't here anymore. A dead man won't be saying much. All I can do is think of what he would say to me were he alive. I doubt he'd get on to me if I avoid putting my life on the line and didn't fight. He wouldn't stop me from seeing my little sister and Sekiro either. He might look a little sad, though. Not because I didn't put my life on the line, but because he and I wouldn't be able to fight at each other's side. I guess the biggest reason I picked Kusakabe, though, despite his constant complaining, no one can deny his intellectual integrity. Put simply, he's a kind man / guy. This isn't the time to be in my head. If I'm taken out, Sukuna will kill Miwa and the other remaining players. This dude's worried about Miwa. Where's Miwa even at? So you guys jacket again. The kids all fought with their lives on the line. What kind of adult would I be if I didn't charge toward my death just the same? These guys broken sword, new shadow style. Moonlight Veil. Oh shoot, he extended his sword with cursed energy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Hit him in the chest, aiming for my damaged heart. I see, you couldn't be more transparent. Well, damn, he's about to die. He's cooked. He's good. Flashback time. Oh nah, he just off screened him. TPPL. Kusakabe Wee Wee shows up. Oh shit, not Wee Wee. He said you're growing rather bothersome. I think he disappeared.
Yeah, now there's a new face. Yeah.
You don't know who I am? You must not get out much. You Japanese really ought to expand your horizons. The man who went toe-to-toe with Gojo Satoru, Miguel, joins the battle. Oh, and he has Wee Wee, okay. And that was it.
So, yeah.
Oh, this is what I was talking about. We say he stood on equal footing with Gojo. That's interesting. First impressions, how'd you feel?
I mean, I said he was going to pull out some stuff we haven't seen before, even though he used a lot of the stuff we've seen. I thought he was going to do some more other than the simple domain. He did the Moonlight Veil thing. That was new, but I did say he was going to do like a bunch of niche weird stuff that's just going to counteract Sukuna. And then he just got bodied, but he put up a good fight, though.
Yeah, he did his thing. I feel like he put up more of a fight than Maki did, honestly.
No, yeah, definitely. But that's because he can negate his attacks. Maki can't negate anything. She just had to take it on the chin. But this goes back to, I don't know. Because like, it's like, okay, you could have gave him the Executioner Sword and just let him do the simple domain. And then, because Sukuna, the fight would have been done. I guess he didn't expect this to work.
Probably not, no.
But that should have been the first plan.
I think the only thing with the simple domain and the Executioner Sword, I think the simple domain might negate the Executioner Sword.
But he was like, he can pick and choose what enters his simple domain. So he could just... Okay. Isn't that what it just said? Up top, he was like, I can decide what gets through.
Maybe Gojo said that. Let me see. What did it say? Yeah. Let me see. He said the range is good.
It's when he was getting hit by the slash. He was like, I can determine what's... Or when he was dodging. Here. Yeah.
Completely automatically.
Yeah, allowing me to intercept anything that...
Oh, sorry.
I can incorporate my own original programming to my simple domain, allowing me to intercept anything that invades my domain completely automatically. I can more or less read Sukuna's slashes by focusing on his movements or in his cursed energy sparks. This should be improved things. But basically, he's saying, like, I can incorporate my own programming. So, theoretically, he could program it to allow for... his Higurama's, not Higurama, is it Higurama?
Executioner Sukuna? Oh, yeah, Higurama.
Yeah, allow for his cursed energy to enter his simple domain, but everything else to be out of it.
He probably could do that, based off what he's saying. And he put up a really good fight.
Yeah, it was only like 10 seconds.
Yeah. That was great. I really thought that was Higurama for a second.
I did too. But I think Higurama is in the cut though, because Wee Wee is taking people back. Remember they grabbed him and then they disappeared with him. So I think he will.
Yeah. Back up. My thing is like Shoko is healing people, but we haven't seen anyone return yet from being healed.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how long it will take for anyone to be healed, and we still don't have any confirmation whether like who's alive, who's dead.
Yeah.
It was cool though, he used the cursed energy to extend his sword. That was awesome. Oh, yeah, that was cool. And then Miguel. Definitely wasn't expecting Miguel to pop up.
He's him, bro.
Miguel is.
He is him. I forgot.
We still remember we were talking about Ghetto's crew.
Like
if they would show up again. We still have not seen the blonde dude.
The blonde, or the big guy was like, we must be family.
Yeah, that guy.
I guess like they just don't matter.
Maybe he'll show up.
Oh, but we still got the stuff. I mean, we're not even thinking about the whole Tangen popping back up and Ghetto saying my will be passed on. So like, and those dudes, even though they knew he wasn't Ghetto, they still agree with what he was doing.
Okay.
Remember, they're like, even though he's not Ghetto, but what he's trying to do is create a world with like all sorcerers in turn that can get rid of all curses.
Right.
So they might finish off whatever he's trying to do somehow.
I don't think there's even anyone around to stop them doing that.
Yeah, they're just really doing whatever right now, yeah.
Because didn't you say that Tangen flew off somewhere?
Yeah, the baby Tangen? Yeah. It just teleported. Okay. Like, remember, Yuta was like, Tangen-sama! And it was like a little baby, and then it just, like, shot into the sky and went somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. And that's for sure not the thing that Sukuna ate.
I don't think so.
It was literally, it was shaped like Tangen, right?
The thing Sukuna ate was his head.
His skull. I remember there's a part where Sukuna ate something near that time, but I don't think that was Tangen either. Because, like, wasn't the Tangen body, an actual body?
Yeah, it was like a baby, yeah.
Yeah. Sukuna ate, like, a ball or something. I don't know what that was. Okay. I'll probably reread and have more things to say. Yeah, next time. That was good, though.
It was very quick. It was just very, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, for waiting 2 weeks for that.
It was a regular chapter.
That wasn't really it. I ain't gonna lie. That could have came out the next week.
He probably took a break for, like, health or something. Maybe.
Because he drops every 2 weeks, right?
I think he was doing weekly.
Oh, really?
I think he takes breaks sometime.
Okay.
I think usually he was weekly. But yeah. He probably just took a health break, honestly. I know Oda also.
The Toriyama news.
Yeah.
Got everybody down in the dumps. Oh, did you see the new gameplay?
Yeah, I did. Sparking.
Okay. Sparking, yeah.
Everyone's going to get it. Like, everyone's hyped for it.
It'll be lit,
Dragon Ball game. I'm here for it. But yeah, I think that's all I got.
Same.
I did have things to guess for the chapter, but we already saw the chapter, so.
Oh, were any of my guesses were correct? Right. Oh, okay.
Well, the only prediction I had really was that Kusakabe would use like a binding vow. And I thought it was going to be similar to like a Mike Guy, like Eight Gates type of thing.
Oh, put his life on the line to get increased curse energy to fight. Yeah. Okay.
That was one of my predictions. And then I also thought maybe like the little, like Sukuna would use like his flame arrow. I thought there would be like some black box reference of some kind, but there's none of that either. So
yeah, just bodied him.
He just died. Or, well, we don't know if he's dead, but
I don't think he's dead.
We say that about every character,
though. Yeah, but it's like I need to see them actually die to be like they're dead. Shit, I thought what's her name was still alive.
Who?
When she did the black hole.
Oh, Yuki? You thought she was... You didn't think she was alive.
I didn't think she was dead. Bro, she's like, nah, bro, she's dead. I was like, oh. It was very... Because they didn't say it flat out, like, Yuki is dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, which I get why they don't do that, because if they start doing that, then it would be easy for people to know if they're not dead or not.
Yeah. No, she has to be like super god. Like she, it had to have. I don't know what even happens if you turn your body into a black hole. Do you implode, explode? I don't know.
Oh, your body is just yeah, imploded. You just get sucked into it and then
into nothingness.
Yeah, man.
Like a vacuum.
I need Hikari to beat Urame already.
Yeah, they need him, bruh. I'm telling you, he, bruh. Him, Yuta, and Yuji can get it done. Those three at the same time can get it done. I'm convinced.
This is taking too long. And that infirmary is getting
pretty big.
Yeah. She can't heal all of them at the same time. Someone's going to die on
but
ice.
Like you said, I think the guy, the one guy that suspends injury is probably there too, low key. Like, all right, probably, you're still yeah. alive, you're still breathing.
How many suspend. People are you going to suspend at once?
I mean, I think he has unlimited use on it.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's that good. But, like, there's a lot of people in there. Like, there's... Who's in there? There's Gojo, Yuta, Maki. Who else was fighting? Higurama, Kusakabe. Was there someone else?
Did you do probably the ski mask?
Yeah, Ino. I think Chozo and Yuji aren't there. They're just somewhere else. So that's like that's a lot of people. That's like six people. Possibly Nobara, if they haven't given up on her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a frightening scene for one person.
Amen. Okay. All in a day's work.
Yeah.
That's her job. Get them right.
That's her job.
Gojo should be, I don't know, you think she can't heal Gojo? You think Gojo's done? Did they even take his body? Did they get his body?
They took
off?
His body.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's I think Gojo's gonna come back. Even more right. awakened. Cause you remember when he almost died against Toji and then he came back.
Yeah.
And then I see somebody saying the show is like based around a lot of Buddhist stuff. So they're like, yeah, he's going to reach true enlightenment this time and beat Sukuna.
I wouldn't be mad at it. At this point, I have no idea who's going to beat Sukuna, but no matter what, he's not going to please everyone. So I'll probably be satisfied with it no matter what happens.
Oh,
what? But there are people getting pissed off, but like, they're always
pissed
off.
Oh, it's just going on and on.
Yeah. They're hey, like, man. Come on, dude. This has happened like 12 times. They just keep getting beat. Blah, 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 blah. Thought Kusakabe is going to beat Sukuna? Come on, man. He's the final boss. Y'all want the manga to end? Like this week? When Sukuna loses, I mean, I guess they still got this hanging thing, but he's the main boss.
Yeah. All right. I got my meeting. I was going to say, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do after you beat Sukuna.
I don't know if they're going to... If the Tengen thing is going to be after or before Sukuna. Probably after, but I don't know. But all right, do you got to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you.
Peace. We didn't even do our outro. Anime of the week, all that.
What are your things?
Anime of the week, Solo Leveling. I didn't really care for the Undead Unluck. Moment of the week, leave the country, take your family, get out of here. And animation of the week, probably MASH.
Okay. My episode of the week, probably also Solo Leveling. Moment of the week, probably the part where he was behind him, told him to open his mouth. Animation of the week, I actually really liked the part where Unseen got killed. I just thought that was funny. And yeah, I think that's it. If you like this episode, make sure leave us a rating, 5 stars or whatever. Shout out to everyone on all different channels. YouTube, we're almost at 200 subscribers. That's exciting. Yeah, I think that's all I got. Peace out.
Peace. I actually might not have a meeting. it was an invite, but I'm not seeing a Zoom link.